Did it work?
No, it's working.
Yes. Woo!
I'm not happy with the hair today.
Really? Yeah. You're not. Yeah. You're not happy with the hair.
Well, yeah.
Imagine
well,
what is. Welcome to my world.
Well, you know what's stopping you putting on an L wig or the hat of a Cossack?
Welcome along, folks. It's PJ and Jim's After Show. And if you're watching this on Facebook, you'll notice that it's a slightly different angle. We've the camera set up in a different spot because we switched it. PJ's already disgusted, right? Haven't
because
even started.
Because of the bollocks that I'm covering. I'm actually blocking it from the camera, thankfully. Look.
Yeah, but you can stand aside. Basically, we wanted to put it over the other side of the studio so you could see the Christmas decorations because we have our Christmas tree up and tinsel on the microphones and that
yeah
and stuff.
So
and
basically it feels like we're swimming in a goat a bath of goat shit is how it feels today. Look at this yoke. This is unbelievable. It's a potted planting and some golden cone. It looks like it's used for medical experimentation and
there
on cattle.
Go. That won't stand up.
No, thank God for that. That means it has to go. Oh jeez, he found the place. He's at the find of the place.
I could basically just stand here behind this. What is this? Is this even a Christmas tree?
It's a plastic Christmas tree miniature version with acorns and whatever. Oh my God, isn't it so infuriating? I have to say, like it is, and now it's way past the point where pricks like me can keep giving out about it. He's actually decorating. You're only doing that to annoy me now, decorating it on top of the desk. Yeah, thank God it didn't break. I'm glad
anyway,
it broke.
So that's the explanation. So it's kind of it's a 1 week only, unless of course if you are watching on Facebook and you prefer this angle, you know, maybe PJ and myself look better from far away. Actually, that's not a bad shout.
Well, I definitely look
far away.
Far away
is probably a better thing.
Well, I don't know if I do. Sometimes I have a funny old walk. People often tell me that they see me and they go, oh, I knew it was you with the walk, on you? Like, what do you mean?
Do you
just the way you
walk.
You've got a bit of a shuffle. Oh,
no, you have got a little bit of a shoulders down. I'm getting there and I'm getting there fast.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
There is a touch of the shaper off you.
But please don't speak to me kind of a walk, is it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know, but people do say, oh, I knew your walk, the big weird walk, and big stride on your
way. Do you know something? You walk very fast.
Do I?
Yeah. Now, I'm not,
keeping
I don't walk
dogs,
slowly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you walk very fast.
Do I? Yeah,
actually sort of, you know, there's a keeping up going on with you.
Oh,
when
geez.
When you do be walking.
I'm delighted to
now,
hear.
Now, I'm not sure whether that's just you trying to get away from me when we're walking.
And also, you might. Yeah, no, that's not it. That's definitely not it. You might also notice that amongst all the Christmas decorations, we got two dehumidifiers or humidifiers. I don't know the difference. We got one humidifier and one dehumidifier. So work that out. You think that by having neither of them in, it would actually do the job perfect. But that's,
this is the way we roll. This is courtesy of Andy Bad News, who's called it the Tower of Power. Apparently, it's meant to... What is it meant to do?
This one puts
stop us getting a shock or something.
I honestly think one of them is a humidifier and the other one's a dehumidifier.
So we're just cancelling them. Each is just cancelling the
other
one.
So we're just watching one do what the other one is supposed to do the opposite of.
That one there, I mean, like, one of them. See that one there, the Tower of Power?
Yeah. It looks like
that looks like a cryogenic chamber.
Looks where E.T. washes his balls type of thing, isn't it? Oh, unbelievable.
It's very strange,
it's all
yeah.
There's no getting away with Christmas is on. Like, I have to ask you as well, what do you buy your ma? That's what you need to know. That's what I need to know.
Christmas
is
every
here.
Year you do this.
Yeah, I know.
Every year you ask, what do you buy your ma?
What do you buy your ma? What
and
do you buy your ma?
And every year you end up walking into Brown Thomas or somewhere and saying to an accountant.
They practically are accountants in there. They take so much of you, yeah.
Saying to an assistant, what do you buy a ma?
Yeah.
And they end up guiding you through it.
And they guide me through the whole experience, yeah. So I'm going to have to do it. I'd like to just actually know for once rather than just making myself someone else's problem. Rather than doing what I normally do, walking up to a woman going, I need a present for a woman. And she's like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to have to get one of these. What does she like? Don't know. Oh, yeah. My God. Well, why can't... Does she like scarves? Yes.
Yeah.
Right, well, what about the scarf?
No, I got her that last
year.
Yeah,
well, okay, where are they? Oh, Jesus, you know, you can't get away. Where they just pawn you off each other.
Just as a matter of interest, has there ever been a year where your man has turned around and said to you, PJ, I know exactly what you can get me for Christmas. Because I need this now, and that'd be grand.
Never ever
I'm
happened.
Looking for a new pair of slippers.
Never
They're
happened.
Falling off my feet. I'd take them.
Never ever happened. All she ever says is, don't be wasting your money. Buy an old shite for me. Why
maybe,
would you buy
maybe
a...
that? Maybe
should
what she means is...
even be alive at Christmas? You know, this
maybe when she's
oh.
saying, don't be wasting your money buying any old shite. Maybe she actually means, buy me something feckin' decent.
I don't know. Tell me what a fucking is then. That's all I'm asking you. Tell me something that's decent, because otherwise it will be all shite. I can't do it.
Have you ever tried to wind her up?
I'm sweating now. I'm after getting upset.
There you are now. Have you steady people of Facebook there? Look at that.
Oh, I had to take my top off. It's too hot.
Now, if you're listening on the podcast, people are literally switching off to go to Facebook.
I don't know what's going on about.
Have you ever tried to wind her up and actually like sit there at Christmas and not give her anything at all and have her kind of gone, so did you get anything nice for Christmas?
No, she wouldn't. She'd do the things. She'd do the passive-aggressive things. She'd be there, that's great. I'm delighted you didn't buy me any old shite. I'm delighted you didn't buy me anything at all.
I'm glad that you didn't even think of me.
I'm so glad that you didn't. You have better things to do in your life than to be thinking of me, some old bitch in the house on her own in Christmas, don't you? You do.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I imagine.
But you'd be the one. You see, you'd keep going with it. You'd be like, to be honest, I do actually.
Yes, you
wouldn't believe how busy my life is.
Honestly.
Constant parties, having a great time.
You have no idea how far down the lack of priorities you are. None. You've no fucking idea. I don't even want to be here now, Matt, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I was actually emotionally blackmailed into this.
I'm honestly only here because Stacey is like, you know, she's going to want some money off me later if I don't show up. So that's it. I'm here. I'm doing my time.
That would be an amazing Christmas dinner.
And constantly agreeing with each other.
Yeah.
In the most passive aggressive. Yeah, I know. Oh, sir, everything you do is so important, isn't it? Making faces and talking shit for a living. Isn't it?
To be fair, that is a beautiful description of a career.
I know, yeah.
What's PJ doing now? I think he's still making faces and
talking shit.
Yeah,
he's making faces, but mostly talking shit now he's on the radio. Not so much money in the faces anymore. No, he's getting old now. So his faces aren't funny, they're much more tragic than funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we are genuinely on the lookout for what you buy Maz then.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And would you be adventurous now? Would you like actually think, God Almighty, I could buy her clothes or something?
No, fucking hell.
I was just going to say.
Oh my God.
You're not completely mad, like.
No,
I'm not desperate you'd venture into the idea of a jumper and
no,
all.
No, what I am thinking though is going, so she's always makes it so difficult for me. I'm thinking about getting shit that I know she won't use. So hopefully in 4 Christmases time, she'll go, I can't do this anymore. So maybe I'll get her a snooker cue. Or I'll get her something like that, you know. I get her a snooker cue or a lava lamp.
She'd actually proudly display that.
I get her a snooker cue or a pair of shin guards. Or something like that, you know.
That's greatest ever.
It's never too old. You're never too late. A pair of weightlifting gloves or something. Say it's good for the physio.
What would her reaction be if you gave her a snooker cue?
She'd probably be like,
That's lovely. I'll tell you what I'll use that for.
Yeah.
I'll use that for when I can't get at the top of the curtains.
That's what she'd do. She'd put a brush on one end. Is what she'd do.
Maybe she'd think, oh, you got me a broom handle.
He's off the get. Very nice one. Very.
It looks like it's been varnished. Isn't it?
Lovely. And she'd have it taken
and
apart.
Then he got me these protectors for me legs for when I'm hoovering in case I bang me legs off anything.
Look at that. Look at the noise. That's the hoover hitting me shin. Imagine she thought it was like real soon. Yeah,
she'd actually think, he put so much thought into this. Just for me. That's incredible.
I have no idea how he knew I wanted hoovering protectors. I didn't even know they were a thing. The shins have been fucking hanging off me.
Yes. The amount of times I've whacked my shins off things with the hoover.
And look at this amazing yoke you got. It's a stick that breaks in half. And sometimes you can clean with it. And other times you can let a plant grow up around it. It's in a pot. Look at it. It's tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, man. That's both the joy and the hardship of mothers.
Yeah.
Is the fact that they'd appreciate everything.
Everything.
And then that just makes it all the tougher to buy something really, really nice.
It makes it impossible.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm taking a hamper. Maybe a fucking hamper. Because everybody likes a hamper, right?
Yeah. Where
do you even get a hamper?
Yeah. I don't know if she'd fully appreciate if you bought, like, say, a Mike Hogan hamper. You know, hamper.
See, that's it. She doesn't like anything that's not...
Like, I mean, she...
The only
she,
hamper
would she hold
like,
up an avocado and say, I don't think that apple's ripe at all.
Yeah, that's it. She'd look at an avocado and go, that is, I don't know what now. There's even something dead in the middle of it. Look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, yeah. So we have to be careful with
that's
why are we going on those hamper things.
Yeah, so that's not going.
It's going to end up being smellies, isn't it?
Probably again every year it ends up being something smelly. Now that's the problem.
Yeah,
and which is pointless because she doesn't fucking go anywhere. She goes to Esso.
Well, I mean,
that's where she goes. Is the Esso? So what's smellier like
it? It might be a high
diesel,
highbrow Esso. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's going to be Esso in Clontarf, yeah?
Yeah, well then, look, I mean, everything in Clontarf.
Scent of briquette and diesel would be the nice smell to bring up there. You know what I mean?
Imagine that, spraying herself with diesel. Yeah. Actually, diesel's a brand.
Yeah.
That'd be ideal.
Yeah, I actually never thought of that. Diesel is a brand. Jesus. I wonder if they're going to tax that as well. Imagine you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to buy
if diesel shirts, and, actually, might. No, I'm not.
Diesel aftershave. If you buy the diesel aftershave, you're going to have to. You should get it now because it's going up a couple of things a litre now next year.
Yeah, the Green Party are all over.
Jeez, I haven't talked about buying litres since I was a teenager. Remember that? When you got with your teenager, you didn't know how to use any of the smelly shit and you were there going, fuck, how do you suppose a half a bottle of that is about right, is it? And you're walking around, your balls are stuck to your legs and everything because of it. Yeah. You're like, why did they even put aftershave in my trousers in the first place?
Your clothes are starting to disintegrate because the acid in it is starting to burn them.
And then you're like, oh, the smell of Old Spice. You're walking down the road and there's dogs going, fucking, oh my God.
Yeah, yelping.
Yelping at you. That's disgusting.
Paint peeling off cars as you walk down the street.
Unbelievable. And links then, it became links thing. But if you're as old as Jim and me, you might remember back in the day, there was these other ones like that nobody sees anymore, like High Karate. Did you ever see High Karate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my
the
God.
Full set.
That was when that's when Musk was a thing.
Musk, yeah.
Musk.
When you like,
what is fucking Musk?
It's when men wanted to smell like an L jacket.
Is that what it is?
An L jacket, you know.
No, you're thinking of Must.
Oh, is that not the same thing? Is that not the same thing?
No, something is musty. It means it's old and dusty and all.
Yeah, I always wonder why people put that in aftershave.
Musk is for fuck's sake.
I always wonder why fucking anyone wants to smell like something that's been left in a wardrobe. I was like, is it a nostalgia type of thing? Yeah, I always wondered.
Sweet Lamb
of Jane. I always thought
somebody would advertise the scent of oldness and dustiness.
Yeah, I thought Must was a nice way of saying this is the smell of your granny's gaff, basically. That you put it on.
Why would you put that on to pull a board or something?
Fuck if I know. I never bought it. I always thought it was a bit weird until now. I was always wondering why people were doing it.
Oh my God.
You're trying to smell like our granny to pull our grand. Knock yourself out smelling the musk. Or musk.
No,
or...
Musk.
Right.
Obviously it's...
So what's the difference between musk and musk?
I don't know.
Is one male and the other one's female? I don't know. One's a granny and one's a granddad.
Must is a bad thing. Musk is apparently a good thing.
Oh, fuck, I thought it was the same thing. I always wonder. It's like mushrooms. It's fungus, but we like them. That's what I thought must was.
Oh, wow. So you thought maybe the smell of like a wet dog would be something you'd actually want to put in an aftershave?
Well, yeah, I was always wondering what people's fascination with smelling like old clothes was. I was like, okay, you wash them and then they obviously wanted to smell worn in, like...
So you'd walk into an old house, right?
Yeah.
And somebody would go, oh, gee, it's a bit kind of musty, isn't it? And you'd go, yeah, I'd say it's probably Chanel number 5 or something.
Yeah, you can buy that in a bottle. I got some for Christmas once, I would have said.
They're probably just shown off. They probably sprayed the whole house with it.
Yeah, I got a load of that for Christmas. And the talc. Talc was great.
Talc?
Yeah.
Does anybody other than babies use talc anymore?
Ah, you have to use talc.
Do you?
Nowadays, man. Nowadays, that pubic hair has gone out of fashion. You have to have talc. Otherwise, you'd be stuck to yourself morning, noon and night. You have to use talc. Are you joking me? Oh, my God.
It's just to get your skinny jeans on.
Oh, when we were growing up and the bush was popular. Do you remember? You'd be trying to... We all wanted a bush back then. You'd be lying in bed and you'd be trying to push the bush out. And you're all you little fella. Well, you were thinking, jeez, if I have a big bush and no one can see me flew, then, you know what I mean? Then at least they might think it's big. But you see, you're dying to have a big... Everybody thought... If you didn't have one of the Dubliners in your trousers, you were nobody. But nowadays, that's bad manners. Now we've moved on.
Yeah.
Now pubic hair is just seen as absolutely outrageous.
It's got to be trim. You've got to be coiffured.
It's actually bad manners. Have pubic hair is as bad manners as to smell like musk. That's how bad it is. You can't have a screen.
Actually, yeah. So if you have a bit too much in that department, you could get a bit musty.
Yeah, you could. Like, you always know. That's the big deal. You see it in the gym. We were talking yesterday about the gym. The old lads be drying their balls with the hairdryers because they have so much fucking hair. It's like afros. They have to dry their afros. And the young lads, you're just there, quick tail, and then they just hold out the jocks and pour the talc in. You know, not a scrape. There's not a ball hair on that lad. There's nothing on him. Nothing. He's trying to... get through the day without sticking to himself. Well, it's only 7 degrees outside and he's still sticking to himself. He's taking precautions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So the soup gets carried away then?
Yeah, the Mickey soup. Yeah, it stops you still. It stops still, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody needs to.
And you're
to
right. Well, with the whole kind of penchant for skinny jeans and all that as well, I mean, trying to drag that thing up if you've got, you know, if there's air, a bit of friction.
Oh, my God. If you kicked a hipster up the hole, you'd see a white cloud come out of his trousers from all the talc he has to have down there. Because they only have beards in their faces and nothing in their trousers. That's the way they roll. That's
my
the
God, I never realised that.
Yeah.
Didn't realise that was a hipster thing.
If you even just bend out the tire lace and the hipster walks past, go, blow on his trousers, you'll see the white cloud coming off them. Yeah?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
I tell you, yeah. Honestly, that's it.
I don't know if that's helped us get a present for your ma, but...
Get the bottle of talc now.
Handed her a bottle of talc saying, just remember, otherwise it's very bad manners.
Yeah, there you go, the bottle of talc, and just remember, it's bad manners these days not to be, you know, empty in the trousers. Bad manners.
Oh my God.
Okay, right, now that I'm talking
about... That's the worst Christmas gift giving guide ever done.
Well, now it's going to be brilliant. When she opens up her snooker cue with a bottle of talc, she's going to go, what the fuck have I asked? What sort of thick halfwit of a son am I after getting? I'll be there going, you don't say, you don't get...